Stay standing, take your Bibles and go to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 19. You'll begin in the, start turning in the beginning of your Bible. If you get the revelation, you went too far. Genesis chapter number 19.
Found it.
We'll read verses 15 through verse number 25 responsively. I'll begin reading in verse 15, and you'll join me in verse number 16. We'll alternate like that all the way through verse number 25 this evening. Genesis chapter number 19. Genesis chapter 19, beginning in verse number 15, the Bible says, "And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth, and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, Oh, not so, my Lord. Behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me, and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city, for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou become thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen up the earth. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground." Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you so much for all that you've done for us today. Lord, our hearts are just overflowing with joy. Lord, every Sunday is a good day, and every time we get to be in church is good, but there's been something extra special today. For some reason, you've allowed us to see some fruit for our labor. You've allowed us to, in a way, emotionally enjoy being in church a little bit more, it seems like. Lord, we thank you that whether we're emotionally in tune or whether we feel good, that it's always a good day in church. And thank you for being good to us. But Lord, thank you for the answers of prayer we've seen already today. Lord, we're here again tonight, not necessarily to see the spectacular or hear the amazing, but we're here this evening as a man of God who has prepared and you've put in his heart a message from your word, Lord. Now, as we not only have our hearts in tune to the word of God and to the Holy Spirit, but may our minds be focused, may distractions be kept to a minimum, and may our life be not just changed, Lord, in such a way to where it's outwardly apparent and visible to the folks around us, but may we leave from here motivated to do more for you because of what's happened inside these four walls. May we listen intently this evening, Lord, to the word of God as you have prepared for us. We'll ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Keep your Bibles open. We're going to use them. Most everybody in here would know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, how that God destroyed these two cities for their wickedness. The perversion is what led to the total lack of righteousness. It was not just the sexual perversion, but the thinking of whatever they wanted to do was right in their own eyes. We would use the term humanism. Humanism is man worshiping himself. That means you decide what you want to be, whether a man, a woman, or neither, or both, or some kind of animal. People are stupid. People are stupid, and people without God are even stupider. And when man begins to follow his own ways, it leads to destruction and a lack of righteousness. Now listen to me. This total rejection of God leads to the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. I want you to notice something. It wasn't just the sexual perversion. It was the rejection of God. Do you remember earlier, Abraham said, look, if I find 50 people, will you spare it? He said, if you find 50 righteous people, I'll spare it. He comes back and said, well, how about 40? I can't find 50. How about 40? He said, I'll do it for 40. 30, 20, all the way down to 10. Abraham couldn't find 10 righteous people in two cities. It must have been Baltimore and D.C. Anyway, now, this total rejection of God, Abraham bargains and bargains and says, look, would you at least spare Lot and what of his family he can get out of there? You have to understand something. Lot didn't want to go. Lot's wife did not want to go. And Lot's two daughters that still lived with Lot did not want to go. God sent an angel and they had to grab them by the hand and drag them out of Sodom before God destroyed it. Can you imagine being a Christian wanting to stay in that kind of stuff? Now, by the way, they were Christians. They were saved. Now watch this. Matter of fact, the angel said, look, we're going to leave and don't you even turn back. When you turn, if you turn back and see the destruction, God's going to judge you. And we know that Lot's wife did turn back and she became a block of salt. Salt licks alley, amen. She became a deer lick for the rest of the critters from then on. That means this, literally only three escaped with their life. Now, we know God destroys Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and brimstone. Both cities were destroyed by God, not just the buildings, not just the people, but all of the animals, everything. There was nothing left to grow. It became totally desolate. Most people stop there with the truth. But I want to help you tonight. May I say something that may surprise you? It was not just Sodom and Gomorrah that were destroyed that day. At least four times in the Bible says, and the cities around about them in like manner. Take your Bible. By the way, let me get ready here. That means this, there were two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. But you'll see four times God mentions in four different places where he says, and the cities, plural, round about them. I'm going to bring a truth to you tonight that will help you. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 29. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. If you get to Revelation, you went too far. Amen, Brother Josh. Deuteronomy chapter 20. That really was funny. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse number 3, or 23. Deuteronomy 29, 23. Now watch this. Deuteronomy 29, 23. And that the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt and burning that is not sown, nor beareth any grass groweth therein, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboiim, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and in his wrath, even all the nations. Now watch this. Notice there was more than one, just Sodom and Gomorrah mentioned there, right? Okay, go to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 49. If you go Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Isaiah, Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 49. Look at verse number 18. Jeremiah 49, verse number 18. You ready? Jeremiah 49, 18. As in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbor cities thereof, saith the Lord, no man shall abide there, neither shall the son of man dwell in it. Notice it says the neighbor cities. Go to Jeremiah chapter 50. Look at verse number 40. Jeremiah 50, verse number 40. As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighbor cities thereof, saith the Lord, so shall no man abide there, neither shall any son of man dwell therein. Go back all the way to the book of Jude, which is right before the book of Revelation. Book of Jude, there's only one chapter. Go to the book of Revelation, turn back one page, you'll be there. Jude, I'd say chapter 1, but there's only one chapter. Verse number 7. Jude, look at verse number 7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in the like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Something that isn't said very often is this. There was more than just Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed that day. Just as Lot started and turned towards the plains of Sodom, Lot never planned to live, probably, in Sodom. I don't think when Abraham and Lot separated that Lot said, well, I'm going to go to the well-watered plains of Sodom and I'm going to end up like the Sodomites. But he saw big cities with an opportunity to make a lot of money from the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. You see, he wanted to prosper and make big money from the Sodomites, but he never planned for his family to be destroyed with them. He never thought that he would be destroyed with them. By the way, I won't take time to turn there, but you could read earlier in the book of Genesis, earlier in chapter 19, chapter 18, you find out that all of Lot's daughters and sons-in-law were killed in Sodom and Gomorrah because they wouldn't leave. He lost family members, probably grandkids, because they wouldn't leave. They looked at him like he was some fool. Matter of fact, he even loses his wife because she wanted to be there and got drug out and didn't want to leave. This is a very important truth that I want us to see tonight. If you miss everything, don't miss this statement. We are not to live, associate with, or depend too much on the evil things of this world. Those things which God will destroy, we should stay as far away from as we can. God's judgment and God's destruction of evil is wide ranging. Now, God's got good aim, but you don't realize how deep the destruction goes. He does. Maybe we shouldn't dabble and walk so closely to the things of the world which God hates. I have a feeling too many Christians dabble with the things that God hates. And though we don't necessarily associate directly with it, we'll associate somewhat with those that associate with it. And that's the problem. Now, let me say this very clearly. I realize we all must live in this world. You and I have to live in this world. I get that. But we don't have to live like the world lives. We don't have to want the things that the world has in order to live a happy and a good life. We don't need to live like this old nasty world and have the nasty world's attitudes to live in this world. I don't want you destroyed like those cities round about Sodom and Gomorrah. So let's look at see what God says here. First of all, God will judge the filth and the evil of a nation. May I say something? God's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah if America doesn't change and God doesn't judge America. God gave Sodom and Gomorrah plenty opportunity to get right. God has given America plenty opportunity to get right. There's been enough Bible preaching in America for people to know what the truth is, but America is rejecting the truth, and America is rejecting God.
Amen.
Isn't it amazing? You can go somewhere, and they'll take God's name in vain. How come they don't use Allah's name the same way? How about we start putting curse words with Allah's name? I'm not for you cursing. But I've gotten to the point where I tell people, instead of using my God's name, how about you use Allah? Curse him. Boy, they don't like that. That doesn't go over well in the politically correct world. Neither do I, so I don't give a flip. God gave them chances, but they refused. God has given America chances, but we've refused. You go knock on doors every once in a while. Let me tell you, it can get pretty nasty out there. It's amazing how upset people can be when you say, "Do you know for sure if you died you'd go to heaven?" Well, that's a personal question. You have no right to ask me that. Now, wait a minute. I have every right to ask that question. The fact that you got upset with me proves you don't know where you're going. I'm not going to stay on that for very long, but let me say this. And I realize we have children here, but honestly, in my lifetime, if you'd have told me 40 years ago I'd have to use some of the words I use in the pulpit today, I'd have said, "You're a liar." These words were never spoken from behind a pulpit 40 years ago. Never. But the sexual perversion was only a result of the rejection of God and his word. Now hang on, I'm about to throw a fit. Man in Sodom and Gomorrah lived to satisfy their flesh. We now have a nation that is all out set on course of hell to satisfy their own filthy flesh. Oh, you can't tell a boy he's a boy, and you can't tell a girl she's a girl. They have to decide for themselves. Well, I can take you to the farm and show you that two bulls know that they're two bulls.
Amen.
And that two cows are two cows.
Amen.
And two bulls don't make a cow.
Amen.
It doesn't happen. And two cows don't make a bull.
Amen.
It's real simple. And if a cow's got that much sense, how come people don't have more? It just doesn't make sense to me. Now I'm gonna say some pretty tough things here. America's perversion is a result of accepting God haters teaching us to hate God for many generations. Here it comes. As soon as we kicked the influence of God out of our public schools in 1962, the sexual revolution of the 60s began. Go read your history. That's where the Bill and Hillary's came from. The moment we kicked God out of the school in 1962. By the way, it started back in the 1930s with FDR when he allowed and enforced the teaching of evolution. FDR also brought on the changing of words in history. 90 years ago. This has been going on in America for 90 years. I am not an FDR fan. FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, by the way, FDR was a communist. FDR, if you put the New Deal up against the Communist Manifesto, it's almost point for point. FDR and his wife went to Moscow for their honeymoon, and he studied there in college. Had Japan not attacked us, we still wouldn't have gotten involved in the war because he was buddy-buddy with the Russians. Anybody doing okay? Watch what he did to the public school system, too. go back and read what took place from the 1930s material, not what they say about it today. Now, in the 1960s, Madeline Murray O'Hare got the Bible successfully kicked out of the public school system, 1962. You watched the drug and the sexual revolution take place in our public schools. Alcohol began to flow like a river to people that weren't even legally able to buy it. I could solve all the problem on college campuses and spring break. Don't sell it to anybody that's not legal to get it. Amen. And if they're found with it, they get thrown in jail. Amen. Plain and simple. Well, you can't do that. It's college. So? No wonder we got a bunch of educated stupidity. Amen. Now look at how people don't even know what a boy or girl is, and we live by the alphabet soup crowd. Now it's LGBTQ+. They say, why? Because there's so many letters they've added that it would confuse so many other people. And they call me confused. Brother Roloff used to say, when you got a narrow or got a broad mind on a narrow road, your mind's in the gutter on both sides. Well, I'm not even sure they know where the road's at. They're just in the gutter. And matter of fact, I think they're below the gutter. Folks, it doesn't take very long to teach what's a boy and what's a girl. And if you knew some of the perversion that's being taught. My son and daughter-in-law going through foster care training. What they're telling people now, that sexuality begins with the nursing of a child. That's filth. That's vile. That's perversion. Everybody doing okay? I know what I'm talking about. America cannot survive long without some major changes. By the way, America is not supposed to be making her money off the perverts either. We're not supposed to be making our money and buying our things from the evil and the perversion of our world, like Mr. Putin.
That's right.
I agree that we've got enough on our own country to take care of, but one of the big reasons most people don't even know why Russia wants the Ukraine. I guarantee if I had you write down the major reason Russia's gone into the Ukraine, 95% of the people in this room would get it wrong. How many of you remember something called Chernobyl? Raise your hand. Nuclear reactor, right? Guess where that's at? The Ukraine. That's the big issue. America is too friendly with the evil of this world. America has allowed Hollywood to shape our nation. Good night. Folks, if you believe anything that comes out of Hollywood, you have problems. I mean, Disney used to be a fairy tale. Now everything that comes out of Hollywood's a fairy tale. Or fairies. Unbelievable. And yet you'll watch television shows thinking they're real. No, it's a lie. Okay, I better hurry up. I got a couple more points here. Number two. So I said number one, God will judge the filth and the evil of a nation. May I say, judgment's coming to America. Number two, we are not to live profiting or being entertained by Sodom. We're not to live profiting from or being entertained by Sodom. You're not going to be able to ban or protest every place that has something to do with wrong or evil because you couldn't go anywhere but church. It's impossible. You can't even go to Cracker Barrel anymore without booze being sold. God forbid. But I can say this, you can limit your time and exposure to it. Now, I refuse to go anywhere where they fly the sodomite flag. I ain't walking through that door. And it makes me sick at my stomach. It makes me want to run up and tear them down every time I see one at a church building, so-called. You want to get my fundamental blood boiling, you bring one of those out here, we're going to have a burning real quick. I'll burn that thing in a heartbeat. You say, preacher, yeah, I will. Doesn't bother me. You say, why? Because God's going to judge them for turning something that God put in the sky as a promise to not destroy the world by flood, and God will get his vengeance one of these days. Amen. They are perverting what God did in an effort to protect themselves. Well, all love is love. No, lust is lust. Love is love. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. God made it man and woman, one man for one woman for life. Amen. That's what God's intent was. And there ain't no hairy-legged man look at another hairy-legged man saying, boy, that looks good. If this preacher ever gets up and says that, take me out back and shoot me with my own gun. Please. Lord have mercy. You doing okay over there, Andrew? Yeah, buddy. Fellas, I thank God for good, strong, rugged men, but ain't a one of you look good to me. Amen. And the day some man tingles looking at another man, it's time to take care of business. Amen. We'll not make you tingle, but you're going to feel something. God put the rainbow in the sky as a promise that he would not destroy the world by flood, and the sodomites have stolen that, saying God's going to protect them. What a perversion of the word of God. Makes me mad every time I see one of those things. Yeah. Don't worry, I try to stay out of there. Why do we allow... Okay. Why do we allow Sodom to influence our fashion and clothing? Amen. Ouch. Here we go. Did you know that God made men and women differently? I know that's a shock to some people. Now, listen to this very carefully here. God wanted us to be able to look at one another and say, that is a female, that is a male. When I go hunting, it takes me about that long to figure out the buck and the doe. They look much different. Okay? You can look at two birds, cardinals. You can tell which ones are the males, which are the females. You can look at two ducks, two mallards, and figure out which are the males, which are the females. Why would God mix it up and you not be able to tell the difference between a man and a woman? If he clothes the animals and nature, did you know that, and I don't know how to do this, some of you might, I don't, but did you know trees and berry bushes and stuff have male and female? Now, I still haven't figured out what to lift up to figure that out yet, but it just hadn't made much sense to me. Mrs. Bard's going to have a cow down here. She's got a master's degree in dairy science. She's having a conniption down here. But if God made plants male and female, and he made animals male and female, and they are different, don't you think he wants men and women to dress different? Okay, now I'm going to use some logic with you for a moment. A sodomite man who wants or thinks that he's a she, who put on a dress, makeup, paint his nails, and grow his hair long. Even the sodomites know what a female is supposed to look like. A sodomite woman who wants or thinks it's a he will cut their hair short, wear a man's breeches, wear a dumpy looking shirt and boots and nasty shoes. Even they know what a man's supposed to be. Sodomy wants to confuse or infuse everybody into one gender. Everybody doing okay? I'm not mad at anybody. I'm using their logic. God said you ought to be able to look at a man and know it's a man.
Amen.
Not question it.
Amen.
You ought to be able to look at a lady and know it's a lady. My wife and I were somewhere the other day, and I said, "What is that?" She said, "I don't know." And I said, "I don't think I want to know." The Sodomites have run the fashion industry in America for about 50, 60 years. You know, it's hard for a lady to find a modest dress. It really is. It's hard for a lady not to find things that you don't have to rework everything to keep everything covered. They now want to do away with sections in stores where it's not boys and girls, it's just going to be kids. It's coming. They're going to do away with men's and women's departments. Bless God, I ain't going nowhere where I got to sort through women's clothes to get to my clothes. Mm-mm. Not going to happen. There's so many things I should not say right now, and I'm not going to. Let's be careful not to run to Sodom for our fashion. Let's not let the world and the Sodomites determine our fashion. Let's dress like men, fellas.
Amen.
Let's dress like ladies. Ladies, you dress like ladies, not me. If you showed up to church next Sunday and I was wearing one of my wife's dresses. Okay, wait a minute. So what's okay for a woman to wear men's clothing for then? Let's put this all the way where it's supposed to be. Now, don't worry. I'm not wearing one. Ain't happening.
Thank you.
It's never going to happen. Man, I had to go get an MRI a week or two ago. You know, those split-tail gowns don't cover much. And then they got them things you can't even tie them. Of course, I was by myself. My wife wasn't there. I'd turn that thing around backwards, tie everything up, and then pull my arms through and wiggle that thing around. So I got that thing tight enough, amen? Whew. Thought, man, give me another one of these things. I'll just put one around the front and the back. And they said, "You can come." I'm looking down the hallway. All right, let's hurry up. By the way, why do we want to go to Sodom for our entertainment? Why do we want to listen to their music? Why do we want to watch their shows and play their games? I better get off that one. Number three. This one's going to hurt. I'm going to finish with this. We need to protect our families from getting an appetite for the cities around about Sodom and Gomorrah. I call this secondary separation. If this is Sodom... Better not do that. Brother Randy sits there. I was thinking about you. If this is Sodom, these are the cities round about Sodom. This is where we're supposed to be in safety. The cities round about Sodom associate with Sodom. Why do we want to bring our families here to associate here? To entertain here. To get their friends and their appetites here, to come back here. Because when you're gone, guess where they're going? This is going to be their normal. I get criticized some because we don't associate with a lot of churches. Can I tell you why? Because too many pastors are fiddling around with folks they shouldn't fiddle around with. I'm not only going to not fiddle with the ones they're fiddling with, but I'm not fiddling with the ones that fiddle with the wrong ones. I'm not going to let them influence you or me and draw us into something that draws us away from this book and what God's doing and blessing at Grace Baptist Church. Not going to do it. We don't just need to stay away from Sodom, but we need to stay away from the cities round about and avoid them as well. An appetite is only satisfied by increasing the appetite. You know, you don't eat pizza one time and say, oh, that was wonderful, that was great, and never eat it again. You satisfy the appetite by saying, when are we eating pizza again? Am I right? It's kind of like Lay's potato chips. You don't eat just one. And the more you eat, the more you want. One good thing about having lost my smell and taste, it doesn't matter what I poke in the pie hole. I can't smell it. I can't taste it. I've gotten to the point where I forget what things smelled like or tasted like. It's been almost a year and a half. Okay, I eat to sustain, and I'm doing pretty good, but it really, we came home and Bee's with us for the week, and she said, Mom, it really smells good. I said, does it? I said, those are things she doesn't hear anymore because I can't smell it. And I honestly, it kind of convicted me because I don't say those things anymore. But I can't smell it, so I don't think about it. I don't say, boy, that was good. I can look at it and say, boy, that felt good going down, but I didn't taste it. My stomach's full. That's about all I can say. Part of me, that's sad. Now, wait a minute. An appetite's only satisfied by increasing the appetite. You have to keep going to it. Now, watch this. We need to keep our families from creating appetites that possibly lead to Sodom. In other words, keep them away from the cities that associate with Sodom. I'm talking about music. Be careful. A couple weeks ago on a Wednesday night, I taught on music biblically out of the book of Daniel. One of the reasons I'm hard about music is this, and I made this statement on a Wednesday night. You show me the music of a church, I'll show you the doctrine and direction of a church. The churches that play the classical music quit their soul winning and they're culturally acceptable. They want to be accepted by society. The ones that play the rock music don't have any standards and they want humanism and everything goes. Then you got the churches, they got to have the music that you feel. They're the ones that got soul, amen? Mm-hmm. I talked about some of the black churches I've been in and the guy that's always about this big playing the organ. Y'all know what I mean? I've been here, man. And everything's about, I'm preaching some black churches. And I finally told the pastor, I said, look, you got to have that guy off the organ. I can't preach while he's playing. It doesn't work for me, man. Just let me preach up a storm. I can do it. Don't worry about it. I don't need the music to emphasize it. Trust me. We'll let God take care of it, not the organist. That's why you got the churches that got follow the bouncy ball and all the high tech and they don't go soul winning. They have a virtual Christianity. What's wrong with what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What's wrong with amazing grace? You go to most of your mainline churches have now taken and bought new song books that have no songs about the blood in it. That's wicked as the devil. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. They've taken the doctrine of salvation right out of their songbooks. Be careful letting your kids associate with the music that associates with Sodom. I'm going to say it. Listen to the music on the video games they play. Most of it's the same rock music that you all grew up on. I'm talking about our entertainment. I'm talking about people, who you read, who you watch on television, the news. And by the way, don't watch it. Yeah, Hollyweird. I'm talking about philosophies. Be careful letting the wrong philosophies infiltrate into your homes. Brother Josh and I were talking earlier, and I had a different illustration, but his was better than mine, so I stole it. If your children like horses, it's not wise to take them to Charlestown and watch the horses race. week after week after week after week, because someday when they're 18, 19, 20 years old, they're going to go down there and start betting and start gambling and lose their life. You've created an appetite for, well, I only went there for the horses. Hang on, there's a lifestyle that goes with it. And you've created an appetite by doing so. There's nothing wrong with horses. And honestly, there's nothing wrong with two horses racing. But when people start gambling on it, do you want to be associated with that? Anybody doing okay? I got to finish. God didn't just destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. God destroyed the cities round about, the plains thereof. America, we're about to face judgment. Look who we have leading our country. We don't even know. Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Listen to me carefully here. We have to live in this world, but we don't have to live like the world. And we don't have to let them influence us. That's what the church is all about. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Our church isn't supposed to be like the world. It's supposed to be like that. Not like that. Maybe we ought to pay attention to what God said, not just about Sodom and Gomorrah, but the association with the cities that built their living and made their money there off of and their entertainment from Sodom and Gomorrah. Every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm done. I don't think anybody in here would approve of the Sodom and Gomorrahs. But I wonder how close we get to the cities around about. I wonder if there's some things that we need to clean up in our own lives. Some things that we need to protect our families from.